these people have files and files and files, and they're being transferred and exchanged, and they're taking a lot of time too to look at them. And one thing that we don't do or tolerate after just going sale is delay. If you tell me you need 2 weeks, I'll give you 2 weeks as a courtesy. But if you're going to continue to drag my client through the mud, we're going to file suit. We're not going to play games with this. We're not going to delay.
Welcome back to the Injury Pros Podcast, another rapid fire edition where we tackle the one question burning in the back of almost every client's mind. Why is my personal injury case taking so long? Or as the famous Tom Petty put it, the waiting is the hardest. Here today to help us explain why waiting is unfortunately part of the process and what's happening behind the scenes is attorney Stephen DeBonis. Stephen focuses on personal injury litigation at Cortis Gonsale, and he's had hundreds of personal injury cases cross his desk. So who could be better to ask? Welcome back, Steve.
Always a pleasure to be here.
So let's get right into it. When a client says, hey, Stephen, it's been months. I haven't heard anything new. What's going on? What's the honest answer? How do you explain this to a client that's in a personal injury case?
So I always start with the saying, I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face. And then the alternative one that I always say is you're not going to count your chickens before they're hatched. Personal injury case is very authentic because each one kind of takes its own journey based on an array of variables and an array of different facts. If you're injured, you're going to continue to treat till you feel better. And we're not going to produce a demand package when you just went to one doctor and you're going follow-up because it defeats the whole purpose. You want to put your best foot forward. We want to put your best foot forward and represent the full injuries. It's not like, hey, this is my book report. Oh, and here's a footnote, and here's another footnote, and here's a reference, and here's a little article I found. You're going to give the whole shebang, and you're going to give the whole picture as close as you can. And typically that happens around the 10 to 12 month mark because you're going to hit your maximum medical improvement. So if you're doing nothing at all and you broke some bones, that 10 to 12 month, you're going to hit the MMI, and it's ultimately no interventions, but there's other people who are treating. They're trying to get better. They're actively trying, and they're engaged in their care. So the reason it takes so long is many times we have to order medical records. We have to make sure that you're seeing and being diagnosed. A lot of this is diagnostic testing aggression. But ultimately, we want to make sure that you're hitting the MRIs, the CAT scans, or whatever is related to your care. We can't show that full picture unless we actually have those things. We don't know if you have a herniation. We want to know why you are having throbbing and numbness in your legs after a motor vehicle crash. And if we don't know the injuries, then we can't understand ultimately what your prognosis is going to be or what that future care is going to look like. And many times, if it's not that, it's these insurance companies, the 3Ds, deny, delay, and then ultimately defend. And that's what's happening. There's real people on the opposite side of these communications that are in State Farm, Geico, USAA, Liberty Mutual, Erie, you name it. There's real people that are taking these cases. It's not always a lawyer that we're talking to. Lawyers usually are entered in the litigation sphere. So these people have files and files and files, and they're being transferred and exchanged, and they're taking a lot of time too to look at them. And one thing that we don't do or tolerate after just going sale is delay. If you tell me you need 2 weeks, I'll give you 2 weeks as a courtesy. But if you're going to continue to drag my client through the mud, we're going to file suit. We're not going to play games with this. We're not going to delay. A lot of people that are frustrated with the process aren't really getting the communication that they need or deserve from their attorneys or the team members. For just going sale, we have built out such a good process where we're touching base every 30 days with clients. We have something called case status that allows us to communicate directly with clients by text message, uploading documents, and explaining the statuses to them. Knowledge is power, and it's a beautiful thing when you communicate with somebody. If you tell somebody you're going to get back in touch with them and you don't give them a timeline, their expectation of when they're going to hear back is determined by their life experiences. You don't want to be left in purgatory. Nobody wants to be guessing what's going on when they're in their most stressful time period with motor vehicle. So a lot of times it takes long, or it may seem like it's taking longer if you're not being communicated to. We get these complaints time and time again from people who are not within our own firm about how they haven't heard back from their attorney, how they haven't been able to contact anyone. And it's taking so long. And they think, as our brains do, we go to the worst place and we think, is anybody doing anything on my case? Is anything being done? But for Disco and Sale, I can assure you that's not the case. There's communication. And if it is taking long, it's not for a reason from our firm. It's external forces that sometimes we don't have control of. And when we don't have control over that, we're going to move it into litigation where the ball's back in our court. They're on their feet. They're defending the claim. They have to respond or court gets involved. And communicating this with clients is always important because those expectations are managed, but they're also informed about it. And they're informed about the process and processes that are forthcoming. I always love to tell people, I'm the tour guide. I'm on the top of the bus, chilling out, pointing out familiar spots to everyone, letting you know about the procedure of pre-litigation and litigation. You're driving the bus. If you ever want to get off, you can say, hey, Steve, I'm done. I'm getting off. I'm going to give you my opinion because we treat every client here like they're family members. And I would give you the same opinion that I give to them. But this is still, it's your case. It's your decision. If you don't want to treat you and you don't want to, and you just had enough, we have options and we'll go over those. But I'm just a tour guide on the mic who knows the stops and knows and is familiar with each of these players. You're the one that ultimately makes the decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, so a few factors you mentioned there, Steven. So some of it is a little bit out of control with the delay tactics from the insurance companies. That's part of it, right? That's always in the delay case. But, you know, one other thing you kind of hit on, which people need to understand, is a case taking longer isn't always a bad thing for that person, right? The case is sometimes taking longer because you need to give the person time to find out where the treatment's going to go. Because at the end of the day, this is all about recovering based off the injuries and how you're going to be impacted for the rest of your life. So if you're trying to recover off of just seeing what happens 3 months after your injury versus how am I going to be impacted down the road, right? How could this injury cause issues for me 6 months from now, 9 months from now, which I may not know if I'm impatient early in a case and I'm just trying to settle early.
It's like telling somebody a story without all the facts. And you can either give them an abridged version, where obviously some of the facts are substituted, so you're not giving them a essay. That's kind of what happens in a personal injury case. If you want to rush to get your case done, there's a domino effect. You're not going to get compensated appropriately or accurately. The insurance company sees that you're rushing and they're going to give you even a lowball offer or no offer at all. So there's a lot of things that is tactic and strategy that's involved, and not every injury is going to result in an instant payday or immediate. I think collectively, if you look at it from a 50,000 foot view, you're going to see how each of these external forces kind of play a part. And it's important to keep that, because you don't want to rush. You don't want to look back and say, oh, I settled that case too soon. I knew that I didn't know I was going to have all these problems. For Disco and Sale, we're here kind of guiding and making sure you're going to those appointments, but also that you're going to providers that actually know what they're doing. Not that these guys are just trying to take your PIP, which is personal injury protection, and then kick you out and say, good luck, or just trying to rush you through the system. The priority always is, and sometimes this is lost in the personal injury field, and it's very frustrating, is you're hurt. You need to feel better. So that's the first thing. I always tell clients, if you're treating, the rest takes care of itself, because you're going to find out what's going on, and they're going to try different methods. It's not after a motor vehicle case, you jump on the operating table and say, guess what, doc? I need an operation. I need a fusion decompression. No, you work your way up to that. You work it up with physical therapy. If that doesn't help, then you get some injections, maybe an ablation. All these things are not something that just happened overnight. You have to schedule the appointments. You got to get referrals. And we all hate medical insurance anyway. And it's no better in this sphere. That's just the reality of it. And we're here to kind of take that away and melt away that nonsense and crap.
All right, Steven. So real quick. So we're going to do a lightning round. And I'm going to ask you if a few of these reasons are legitimate or not legitimate reasons for your case to be delayed. All right. So first one, your medical treatment is not finished.
Legit. I want to know what your prognosis is and what you've been diagnosed with. Because if you get diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, you're going to need to go to vestibular therapy. You might need to get more objective findings to ultimately understand if it's emotional, is it executive impairment, is it brain fog, and what we need to do. So total legit.
All right. Next one. My insurance adjuster went quiet.
That's not legit. And that is, what is it? Sorry. I keep forgetting.
Or not legit, legit or not legit.
Okay. So it's not legit. Sorry.
Next one. So my insurance adjuster went quiet.
That's not legit. There's absolutely no reason why there should be crickets coming from the third party, or and if it's a particular case for underinsured, uninsured motorists, your first party. These cases sometimes get transferred, but we're aggressive. We're not tolerating it. If you're going to play that game, we're going to file suit and we're going to get you an attorney on the other side so we don't have to deal with that crap.
All right, next one. So I'm waiting on my provider to send the bills.
Legit. I want to know the full picture. I want to understand if you have any outstanding medical bills and if your insurance is covering it, because that's a fair representation of ultimately what's coming out of your pocket and what you're going to be responsible for. Legit.
All right, and last one, trick question. My lawyer forgot about me.
I can assure you that won't ever happen at Credisco and Sale, but that is not a legit. That I hope that never happens to anybody that's watching this, but if your attorney forgot about you, run the other way.
Wow. All right, so if I'm a concerned client, and I'm concerned because it's just feels like it's taking longer than it should, what are some good questions me as a client that I should ask my law firm that I'm working with?
I would ask them when they anticipate to file the complaint, if we are at that point. Has a demand package been sent to the adjuster? Have they confirmed that they've received it? And what is the timeline? Now, with each of these different insurance companies, you're going to get an array of different answers. You might get 24 hours or you might get 45 days. Again, a lot of these adjusters have multiple files, so they're just trying to put out fires that come at them. But your attorney and the team member, paralegal that's handling it, or case manager, should know all these answers. They should know what the adjuster has, what they're waiting for, if it's confirmed receipt, and the timeline for you to get an initial offer. I tell my clients all the time, when we start getting an initial offer, you and I are going to come BFFs. You're going to be very frustrated with how many times I call you, and I say it kiddingly, because I'm going to be saying, this is the offer, this is what I think is going on, this is my game plan. Being that kind of, you're driving the bus, I'm the sightseer, that kind of knows and tour guide what's going on. So those are the questions. It's very three simple questions. And if they can't provide that for you, it's time to ask to speak with the attorney or start looking somewhere else.
All right. One final dad joke question. What takes longer, the average personal injury case or the line at the DMV?
I would hope the line at the DMV.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Depends what you're doing that day.
It also, yeah, I guess it depends what that, and I guess it also depends what law firm you're at, because those might be flipped.
Awesome. So thanks for being here again, Steven. You know, just to summarize a little bit, just like in anything, patience is a virtue, but in the sake of your personal injury case, sometimes waiting a little bit longer to get paid what you're actually owed based on your true recovery and your true injuries is really important.
Don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face. You want to make sure that your lawyer is educated and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it is not a bad thing by any means for you to ask those questions. There is no dumb question, and it is not an inappropriate question, because if you don't advocate for yourself, who's going to?
Steven said there are no dumb questions, but if you do have more, make sure to go to injurypros.com. You can check out more episodes, videos there. If you have questions about an injury case, feel free to reach out for a free consultation. Thanks again, Steven.
Thank you.